Let's go straight to developing news this morning, and raids as we speak are underway in three Melbourne suburbs. The joint operation involves Victorian and Federal Police. The raids are being carried out in the suburbs of Seabrook, Flemington and Meadow Heights. To other stories, the centre of Hong Kong remains shut down this morning. Tens of thousands of pro-democracy protesters are refusing to leave. They want to stop China vetting candidates in Hong Kong's 2017 elections. The US is urging restraints as China warns other countries not to interfere.
The United States urges the Hong Kong authorities to exercise restraint and for protesters to express their views peacefully. We believe that an open society with the highest possible degree of autonomy and governed by the rule of law is essential for Hong Kong's stability and prosperity.
Iraqi ground forces backed by US-led airstrikes have halted advancing Islamic State fighters in a town west of Baghdad. Just 40 kilometres from the capital, Amir al-Fallujah is seen as a key strategic town. Federal Cabinet will make a final decision on Australia's deployment later in the week. And police this morning are investigating the stabbing death of a man at Liverpool in Sydney's southwest. They say three men showed up at Liverpool Hospital last night, all with stab wounds. One man died, two others are still in a serious but stable condition. And North Queensland's Jonathan Thurston and Parramatta's Jared Hayne have been crowned the first ever dual winners of the Dally M medal for the NRL Player of the Year. The pair finished level on 32 points, three ahead of South forward Sam Burgess.